B-Pod Studios.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's show, we'll be talking about ActaBlizz, and you know if I said it that way, it's not good. Also, we'll be talking about the Final Fantasy XI reboot, which probably will never happen. And also, the PSN store is closing, but not everywhere. And lastly, we know you already read about it, but Discord could be possibly getting sold. We'll talk about to who and for how much. So make sure you guys stick around, because this is Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back this wonderful Tuesday. I'm really excited to have a conversation on this show. Many conversations on this show, because I think we got a lot of good news to talk about. Not necessarily "quote unquote" good news, but news.
It's heavy news.
Yeah, we have a lot of effective topics.
It's my favorite kind of news. Yeah. It's like we don't have to talk about assault. We don't have to talk about. Neck beards.
We don't have to talk politics.
We don't have to talk politics.
We don't have to do Checkpoint Financial.
No Checkpoint.
Well, actually, kind of a little bit. Never mind.
Not to the degree that we were.
No.
So it's nice. We get to talk straight up video game news today, which I'm very, very excited about. But as usual, the usual crew is back. To my left, Chad Callahan. What's up?
Oh, you know, stayed up till 2 a.m. playing Valheim.
Chad, you have a problem.
I do. Well, the problem...
You've identified it. Now you need to work on it.
The problem is, Tim, our editor, he plays with me, and we fought the Elder, which is the second boss, and we thought that was going to be an easy battle. I was wrong. It took us 2 hours, mainly because he died the first 30 seconds in and had to trek all the way back.
Wait, so hold on. It ain't no save points or no spawn points?
No, it's kind of like you die... And then you have to you have a spawn point, but it's your bed. So wherever your bed is, technically we could have made a spawn point.
I was about
point.
To like couldn't you have made like a campsite and put a bed there?
We would have had to build a whole house or at least enough to have it.
Is it like Minecraft where you can just put a bed down anywhere?
Kind of, but you need to have a roof over it. And you need a fire near it. So you have to build a little bit. So it's not like bed, sleep,
it's not like I got attacked, throw down a bed, and
yeah,
we're
good. There's effort to it. Okay, but yeah, gotcha. It was a 2 hour process and I didn't expect it. So but it was fun.
All right. Well, also Callie Scales is here. Hi, Callie.
How's it going? How'd it go yesterday?
It went.
It went. That's good.
It went somewhere. Where that somewhere is, I don't know, but it went.
That's generally how it goes.
Yeah. You know, I actually did not play a lot of video games yesterday. I actually read a lot of a book, which, by the way, it's a book. It was the sequel to a book I've been reading called A Memory Called Empire. This one's called... Nice.
Desolation Called Peace. That sounds rough.
It is rough.
That'd be better than a piece called Desolation, I suppose.
No, it's super cool, super sci-fi, political. Callie, I think you'd actually get a kick out of it.
I dig it. I'm getting excited because we've got the new Life is Strange comic that is coming out
next month.
That's out in April, the next edition of Emma Vicelli's comic. I'm super geeked for that. We have a new graphic novel of Mercy coming out in the not-too-distant future. We got a lot of books. And you know what shipped yesterday? My Amano... alt cover of Harley Quinn number 1.
Oh, that one's cool.
That shipped yesterday. I paid for one of those. I'm going to frame that, and that's going on the wall.
Absolutely,
so.
Absolutely. Now that I think about it, I did read something else yesterday, is I read like 40 issues of One Punch Man.
Oh,
because
wow.
I was like so behind. And I love when I love when that happens to me, is I'm behind on a comic or a manga, and I can just...
binge.
It's a joy that is only met with the sadness of when you're caught up.
Of when you're caught up.
Yeah, like...
Oh, God, because I was like that when I was reading Naruto, and it started getting weird, and I was like, oh, I gotta wait for next week for this bullshit.
That'd be particularly hard with, like, Naruto or Bleach or any of those where it's like, okay, there's hundreds of these, I'll be fine, and then when you eventually are caught up, you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now what? Like, it's an insurmountable task that you've now surmounted.
I read the entirety of Naruto. I read every issue of Naruto. And let me tell you something. There are 100 issues. People talk about the show filler. Yeah. There's 100 issues of bullshit in Naruto. Just by itself. Especially Shippuden. There is 100 issues of bullshit in Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah, there sure is.
So, anyway, with that said, you're here to talk about video games, so here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right, so more layoffs coming from Activision Blizzard.
Well, okay, why do they have to do this and just get it all out at once? Yeah. I feel like it's just so bad when you're like, you know what? We got more coming.
Yeah, so they're preparing to shut down some of their publishing offices over in Europe, which means a lot of people are getting laid off over on the European side of operations. This is still reported. This is not, I don't think, confirmed, but it seems like it's pretty much happening. that sucks.
I mean,
again, you cannot report your most profitable year ever, give your CEO a $200 million bonus.
Again.
And then fire people. Again, it's a bad look. Stop it.
I'm going to just say this, dude. I'm going to just say this, and I don't say this very often about individuals. Yo, Bobby Kotick's a scumbag. Like, that's how it feels, man. It feels that way.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I got to work with this guy in the future and talk to him and be in the same room with him, I'm going to look at him dead in the face, and I'm going to be like, dude, how much money and bonuses did you get? Yeah,
oh, okay,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. And listen, he can flex on me all we want. He could buy my neighborhood up and demolish it just to destroy my memories. He could do that,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
But the point is, man, is that when you're talking about gaming, you're talking about gross capitalism, all these things that gaming and media have warned us about for many, many, many years, and then just so happens one of the biggest game companies in the world is just like, we're cool with it. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand business is business, and certain people may have to lose their jobs eventually when it comes to things like this. Listen, Activision and Blizzard have scaled back the number of titles that they've put out significantly. So do you need a 40-person publishing office somewhere in Prague? Probably not. So it's not about the layoffs in a vacuum by themselves. That happens. That's life. That's business. But it's when you see these reports of a CEO getting these bonuses worth hundreds of millions of dollars and people losing their jobs left and right from the same company over. And oh, this is three straight years now where this has happened, where we've heard of record earnings but layoffs and bonuses for the people at the top. How is anybody supposed to react? How is anybody supposed to react?
I would say negatively, which is what people have been doing overwhelmingly.
It's ridiculous.
It's
man.
Rough. The Final Fantasy XI reboot that we've been hearing about for years, well, sorry, that we heard about years ago and then haven't heard anything about since then, has officially been canceled, the one that Nexon and Square Enix are supposedly working in collaboration on, the mobile port of FF11. It has been officially axed, and, like, I feel like part of me is supposed to be sad, but I'm not. Like, I don't want a mobile.
Tell me how you were supposed to make that UI work in mobile.
It
barely worked on PC.
I was saying, that game was already jank as hell.
Right.
You're going to make that work on mobile? That was going to be
ridiculous.
Weird. Now, that said, I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on here.
Okay.
I think the reason it was canceled.
HD remake.
Because they're doing a bigger remake of this game of
I hope
some
that.
Form. Listen.
Like, why? What
I have
be the
said
purpose?
For years that Square Enix will never allow one of their numbered mainline titles to become unplayable. They will never let that happen. Which means you either let FF11 run in perpetuity,
which is getting, what it's been doing
what
so
it's
far.
Been doing. Yeah, exactly. Or you remake it in some way.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, so the story becomes a single player.
I mean,
option?
Listen, I will tell you
Maybe.
This. I will tell you this. If I got 11, but it played like 14.
Oh, my God.
My favorite game ever made.
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
It would legitimately be my. Even if you changed so much of the system, but if you just gave me, you know, controller support, you gave me all of the ability to do the same things that I do in 14, in 11. Even if you didn't have some of the bells and whistles like housing and all other
11
stuff.
Already had housing.
It already had housing, but even if you didn't include that, if you just gave me the base, like, Rise of Zillart, you know, release, but it was 14, like, the 14 engine.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Yeah, I could do with that in my life.
That's great!
We have been hearing now for a couple years that the makers, the team still working on FF11 has been working on something huge for their 20th anniversary.
Yep.
That has been something we've been hearing since their 15th anniversary, basically. we're now only a year away from that. We're a year away.
God, we're old.
From the 20th anniversary of FF11.
I remember
something
vividly.
Big is going to happen.
I remember vividly asking my mom for her credit card information so I could play this game.
I remember my mom vividly telling me no.
Yep. But
and then I had to beg.
But you know what? I agree. They say that they are working on something big. I hope that is something big because I'm going to be honest, I much prefer Vanadil as a world to Eorzea.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure if that's nostalgia glasses, whatever.
Probably.
Probably a lot of it, but Vanadil's really cool.
But I want to go back. Listen, I have been thinking for ages that at some point we will have an expansion that takes us to Vanadil. We will learn that Vanadil is one of the shards, one of the reflections of the source. Or my ongoing theory that I've been piecing together
is
a little
that
time.
It's one of the continents.
Is that Vanadil already exists on Eorzea. They're the same planet. That's my guess.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
It would be the only thing that makes any sort of sense in terms of why you use the same races, basically.
Yeah, but they're a little different.
But they're a little different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the only thing that would make sense.
So the PlayStation Store.
Yes.
Is officially being closed down, but not for every platform.
No.
Just for the PSP, the PS3, and the PS Vita.
You know, that's... It's one of the things where it's like, word? That was still, like,
yeah,
operational?
I had no idea that any of those things were still existing.
I mean, for the Vita, I kind of get because it was Sony's last handheld, and, you know, it's like, you keep it up because...
But the PSP?
But the PSP, my
yeah,
guy, like...
I didn't know there was a store for the PSP normally,
yeah.
I guess. I don't
That's
know.
How normal people bought video games. Okay, actually, I take it back. You didn't know because...
We had the little disky things.
Because everybody you know who owned a PSP either bought UMDs or jailbroke it
okay,
and,
maybe that's why
and had cracked versions of all the games that
I guess.
Had. So that was why you never saw people
that's
actually
true.
Use
I'm
that
too close
store.
To Detroit.
But... the PS3 store, I'm surprised, was still functional.
Well, okay, so does that mean, like, you couldn't play Netflix on it, Spotify, all that's just
yeah,
gone?
I mean, I don't know. If you already have the app, maybe you
if
can.
If you already had it, you could still use it, but
how you
just
get
can't
it
go get it.
And this Weird. Is the thing that kind of, like, always scares me about the idea of us moving to a digital-only world. Like, if I buy
Object
a game...
Permanence.
Yeah, if I buy a game on the PSP, do I now no longer have that game effectively? Because I can't go on the store to download it anymore.
I mean, because there's many games that came out on the PSP that you just can't get anywhere else.
See, that's the problem with consoles, and I'm telling you over and over.
I mean, Chad, there's games you could get on consoles that you can't get on PC. Still.
My point is, if you had a PC and that there was no consoles, this wouldn't be an issue.
I mean, I tend to agree with that. Unless, but, like, imagine tomorrow, right?
It's just not true.
Imagine tomorrow, like... I don't know. Gabe wakes up and decides, you know what?
I'm going to nuke Steam.
The hell with Steam. I don't want it anymore. And he deletes
That's
it.
That's fair. I guess
he deletes
so, yeah.
Steam. And it's just gone. And now everyone's left like, wait a minute. What happened to my game library of 10,000 games I'll never play?
I guess so.
You're
but
not going to play them.
At the same point, like, that could happen with anything. Even if it was digital. Or not digital. You know. Disc or anything like that because everything's so heavily online anyways.
I mean,
if you had a disc, it's still going to be online.
I mean,
but
you're
there's
right. Even if you get a disc these days, half of the time it's the installer.
You still have to
I mean, nowadays,
something.
But there is something to be said of it's on my shelf. I pick it up. I put it in the machine. It works.
Yeah.
Nothing
else. How many games like that are there anymore?
None.
None.
I don't think there's a single one since, I don't know, 2010.
Yeah, probably not. And so, you know, for me, it's sad. You know, it's the end. This marks, like, the official death of those consoles. They're dead now. They don't exist anymore.
Outside of being jailbroken.
Yes. Outside of that, in homebrew and people who use, you know, all those weird mods you see where people are like, somebody turned a PS3 into a sled. And, you know how people
what?
Do all sorts.
I mean, why
you know,
not?
People do all sorts of weird things with old consoles. You
what
know
is he
what
doing?
Mean?
He's going out in his PS3 sled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
sick.
Well,
I'm
you know what?
It.
Let's just.
The PS3 was big enough to be
let's
fair.
Let's round up all of the defunct PS3s and just use them for protein folding, which was what they did anyway.
Basically.
To be fair, that looks like the design for the PS5 now, anyways. It's just a giant, you know, snow hill.
Yeah, no, you're right. But anyway,
I still can't get one.
No, you can't. By the way, I didn't read this article, but I did see a headline. Apparently, the PS5 shortage and the chip shortage is reaching a quote-unquote crisis.
All right. You just said.
No. That was from like a mainstream news outlet.
I believe like you could say like the chip shortage.
The chip shortage is
a crisis because of what gets made with them.
Yeah.
The PS5 shortage is not a crisis.
Listen, you don't understand, man.
I hope
these people fiending.
I hope we
the stimmies hit and they couldn't get their game boxes.
We're gonna look back on like the Sony wars and the PS5 shortage.
That's what's gonna start demolition, man.
Exactly. Like when we think of like the gas shortage in the 80s, like the equivalent for us is gonna be.
And that's why they made Mad Max, because in Mad Max the gas shortage was happening, and they were like, "That's our resource for us is gonna be PS5."
Can't wait to read that in the history books.
Anyway, with that said, that's going to be it for part one. In part two, we return with Mad Max PlayStation Road. And also, we will talk a little bit about Discord and how they might be in a big windfall coming for Discord in the near future. We're going to talk more about it coming up on Checkpoint Gaming.
The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Everybody, welcome back. Checkpoint Daily is in effect as always. Norris Howard, your host here. Chad Callahan to my left, Callie Scales to my right. And we would like to remind you, head over to the website checkpointxp.com where you can get even more news and opinions. Also looking for group if you are interested in joining a collegiate esports program. And lastly, don't forget to check out all of our cool shows, The Other Identity, The National Radio Show, the East College Esports Update. There's a bunch of stuff we got that you can check out. So make sure you are keyed in to everything we're doing here at Checkpoint XP. Now, Discord, this hit the streets hard, y'all. Discord, apparently Bloomberg. Now, this, I'd let you know, this is some serious business happening now.
You know, it's wild when we're getting our news from Bloomberg.
Right. Bloomberg has reported that Microsoft is one of the several companies, quote unquote, in talks to acquire the platform Discord for a price said to be in excess of $10 billion.
Oh, my God.
$10 billion.
How much did Facebook buy Instagram? Do you remember? Because I feel like
I think it was a billy.
I thought I was about to say, I don't even think it was that much, which to me just seems astronomical.
Well, the thing with Instagram and, you know, and other platforms like it, is I feel like the valuation for social media is completely skewed.
It was $1 billion.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was $1 billion.
And they bought WhatsApp for $19 billion.
Yeah.
What are they doing? $19 billion.
No. WhatsApp is
the Facebook Messenger
ginormous.
I guess
in
it's
the overseas markets.
All right.
So for people who need to communicate across country lines, which by the way, we here in the States don't think about that very often, because for most people, the closest country to their wherever they live at is America. Like, if you live in America, the closest country to you is America. Outside of Michigan, Montana, Washington.
Yeah, the ones that are on the border.
Yeah. But for other parts in the world, WhatsApp is the go-to messenger because it's encrypted and there's no, you know, telephone funkiness you got to deal with. So I can see how that valuation was worth more. But on the case of Discord, we're talking about $10 billion here. Now, first of all, I want to ask, is Discord worth $10 billion?
I think so. Part of me says yes, because I think of how many people, how many companies, how many groups use Discord. We use Discord. There are people during COVID that have, at least in the industry we're in, that have literally had to use Discord and record off of it, a.k.a. us, and we still do that all the time, and they utilize it every day for free.
Literally, I have work meetings now where in the past, you know, I'll be like, hey, let me send you a Zoom link or
absolutely
whatever.
Absolutely not.
Whatever. Now people are like, oh, yeah, just hit me up on my Discord. I'm like,
yeah.
That's become an acceptable work measure.
Well, and that's where the valuation is coming from, I think. I think it's a lot less, unfortunately, to deal with gamers and the things that gamers and other nerds are doing. I think part of what shot this valuation through the roof is the fact that you are seeing more and more non-gaming, non-endemic gaming brands and activities going to Discord as a platform use. Slack was the thing for a minute, but people are now moving to Discord as like Slack, but way better, which it is. And so, you know, I think about my fiance. She's on a bunch of message boards, YouTube type message boards, and things like that.
Through Discord?
They all of them in almost in wholesale have all migrated to Discord because it's free. You don't have to pay for server space. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. So, you know, I understand where this $10 billion valuation is coming from. Now, here is the big kicker. Here's the thing that everybody is getting sort of antsy about, is the fact that the report says that the number one brand in the running who's at the top of the pile for this purchase or acquisition is Microsoft.
They own Skype.
Now, here is what. Now, I understand you recoil at this because Skype is booty butt cheeks. It is by far the worst internet communication tool in the history of man. I would rather use AIM than use Skype.
Well,
Skype.
Why did I think the same thing?
Skype at the time worked pretty well.
Listen,
I will say,
because
it was all we had. That's my point, though. Like, it worked. I mean, I think it got more complicated because Microsoft tried to integrate the Microsoft aspects into it. And I was just like, this is just extra effort now.
Well, first of all.
And then they started downloading it onto my computer with Windows
without
10.
Without my permission.
They're just like, oh, yeah, here's Skype. I don't want your trash. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Discord, I wouldn't be as upset
about. Skype was great in the late 2000s, in the very early 2010s. When did Microsoft acquire Skype? Oh, 2011. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But
the for $8.5 billion, by the way.
Ridiculous. Anyway, but the thing that I am, you know, I'm a little bit less concerned about this particular acquisition, specifically because even if Microsoft does absolutely nothing to the platform, it's a lie. They will do something to it. But let's say in a, you know, a wonderful mystery land, that they leave the platform relatively untouched. This is still arguably by far one of the best internet communication tools and networking tools that there is available right now. And now whatever money that goes from it goes into Microsoft's pocket. So I understand that point.
I feel like, as always, I was the old person in the room, and I was like one of the last people to get on board with Discord. And I use Discord for
everything.
I use Discord differently because I only used it for the longest time to talk to my friends.
Yeah.
And then it was before I started realizing, oh, there's like chat rooms and mm-hmm. stuff. There's like other things I could do with Discord. But like, yeah, for like the first 2 years of Discord, I just like, you know.
I'm in like 50 Discords. Yeah. I'm on Discords for college esports, pro esports, individual esports. I'm in Discords for 14. I'm in Discords for 14 RP. I'm in for Discords for 14 rating. I'm in Discords for, you know, I'm in Discords for this game and that game. I'm in so many of them. I read two.
That's the thing. That's the one thing. If Discord could find a way to really, truly take everything I'm in and make it a little bit more easy and accessible. That's the one thing I'm hoping Microsoft will do with it.
Here's what they got to do. All I got to do is instead of the homepage being what you normally see, which is like the last thing you were looking at, just give you a feed. Just give you a curated algorithmic feed.
Your mentions and stuff. Because the problem
all your mentions and a curated feed.
I have so many things where I'm just seeing like, it's like, do you ever get to the point where you see an email and you have like several emails and you see like 100, 1,000 and you're just like, I'm not even going to look at this. That's what I'm at right now on Discord. I have like hundreds of thousands of unseen things and it's like half of these I don't give a shit about.
Yeah. So I got so frustrated with my email on my Gmail. I gave up trying to keep up with that. I have over 100,000 emails.
100,000? I can't. I eventually break down.
That's like, ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Or I might be capped at 999999, actually.
Now, here's one thing that I definitely also want to say. We do know that this is not necessarily a done deal. In the report, they do say Discord is more likely to go public than sell itself, which, by the way, jump on that IPO.
You can't afford it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can get a share.
I can afford, a share, yeah.
You can get a share. But the thing that I think is really cool, and this is very interesting that this story came out on the same day, is that Xbox Live, as a brand, also is dead today. They said that they are rebranding to the Xbox Network. Now,
that's a better name.
First of all, it's a better name. Second of all, I think it makes more sense because what they're doing is they're trying to combine and make all of these things synergistic and talk to one another. You got Game Pass, you got the console stuff, chat, all that stuff needs to live in one place.
And I'll tell you what, I don't want the Xbox Network with chat powered by Skype.
No.
No,
no one wants
but
to see
Xbox
that.
Network with chat powered by Discord.
Nailed it.
Sounds great.
I do like how Discord does like those little chat bubbles too. You have that option where you have that on. That'd be nice to implement in there.
And here's one of the biggest wins that they could get. True, actual, high definition, cross-platform chat could finally come to consoles.
At least Xbox.
Yeah, at least. It could finally come to consoles. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is such a big deal. Because to me, and Chad, I know you PC Master Race, and I don't want to hear all that.
Yeah.
But to me, you shouldn't actively punish people for choosing the console route. Because right now, in video gaming, yes, we know the consoles are powerful. Yes, we know that they could do this, they could do that. PC will always give you the gift of option. You will always have the ability to mod. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to use third-party programs. You have the ability to do this, do that. Chat's better because you can use third-party programs, all that stuff.
Like,
so,
you know, Discord.
Yeah. So by not having that stuff available on console, if you're serious about any of it, you're handicapped. And I think what we need to do in gaming is start to close the handicap, in my opinion. Whether it be from chat and you just want to be casual, whether you want to be more serious, there's nothing that I think should hinder somebody from being a serious gamer playing on console. But right now it does. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a serious gamer, you think about going pro, you can't do it on console outside of fighting games.
I mean, I think that's the issue that has been kind of prevalent. Like you can talk about the modability or the tech all you want. The difference between PC and console has and always will remain, as far as I'm concerned, the mouse.
Yeah.
The mouse is a better way of moving and aiming mm-hmm. than a controller joystick is.
I mean, it depends on what kind of game you play, because I have tried to play a fighting game with a mouse.
Well, I think.
And there are other sort of action games. Like, I'm a firm believer you play a game like God of War, there's no other way to play it but on a DualShock. So,
yeah,
you know,
I can see that.
There are certain things to where it just lends itself better to a controller.
I used to think like Morrowind and Skyrim could only be played on controller. Then I played them on a mouse. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Well, those are still first person, though. So I think that's the difference. It's like when you have a first person aspect or a shooter aspect, it's always going to feel a little bit better on
mouse and keyboard.
Absolutely. But like when you have like technical moves and you have to move quickly as far as like buttons, it's always going to be easier on the controller.
Yeah. And so, you know, for me, if Microsoft is very serious about this acquisition and they end up doing it, I think you begin to see some really cool integrations between the Xbox Network and Discord. I think it would be the first of the true things that you could say, my experience cutting on my Xbox is better than cutting on my PlayStation, because right now they're fairly analogous.
Yeah.
But you put something like that into an Xbox with the Discord integration, you're on a whole nother level now.
Well, right now, I'd say they're incredibly analogous in that I don't have either of them.
Well, that's facts.
I was going to add into the fact that if they do this Xbox Network, my guess is that the Xbox Game Pass will easily integrate into Discord, easily integrate into chat, and then also talk to the Xbox consoles, which makes it way easier to play with your friends.
Dude, and we're talking about all of that, talking to each other at once.
Yeah.
We're talking about the ability to turn your hear me out. This would be amazing, right?
Okay, all right. You listening, Xbox?
You listening? You at the office, right? You somehow, somebody reached out to you on Discord and is like, hey, man, we want to start this raid. Let's get into it. So you start the raid, you start the event, you go in, you get halfway through, everything is going cool, and you're like, ah, man, you know, I'm not feeling it. I really wish I could be at the crib. You know what, guys? Hold up for about 10, 15 minutes. You turn your computer off, you close it, you go home. You pop up your Xbox at the crib, you are still in the party.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything. You're still in the party. You pop up right where you left off because of quick resume. Right?
Yeah.
You popped up right where you left off. Chat is going like it never stopped. It'll be just like how when you drop out of a Discord, soon as you pop Discord back up, you're still there. And so that is a very small but very cool and effective way that they can let all of those systems talk to one another to make that experience better.
There's one aspect I just thought of that will actually be very interesting if Discord got integrated into it, and that is the Xbox Cloud thing that they're doing, and mobile. Because we have Discord on mobile. You can utilize Discord on mobile,
yep.
But I don't know of an easy way to be like, yeah, let me chat with my friends in mobile game.
Yeah.
I
could be 100% wrong. I don't play mobile games like that. I usually play them by myself.
But
like, imagine
play
playing PUBG.
Pogo.
If you want to play Pogo, or if you want to play Wild Rift.
Yeah, are any of those just games that you can play with other people
on
mobile? Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean, listen, like I said, there are upsides to this. And by the way, to all those people who are just saying, oh, Skype sucked, so this is going to suck, shut up.
No.
Because Discord is already so much a better
platform
product
than Skype
and platform than Skype ever
Well,
was.
Skype only had one
primary,
know,
function.
Primary function. It was video chat. That was it. Like, you could argue it had a text function, but it was still a video chat.
Right.
And it's still,
I mean, really, I'd argue it was a telephone.
It's like a FaceTime app, essentially, just on your computer.
I would argue it didn't even do video that well. I'll argue that it was a voice chat platform. So, I mean, I think this is really cool. Obviously, like we said, this is based off a few reports coming out of Bloomberg. This is not confirmed by any stretch of the imagination. It is not something that we know for sure is going to happen, but it is something that is interesting to think about. And again, you know, Chad, you have been saying this really since early and mid last year. If this continues, Xbox and Microsoft are putting themselves in a position to where their entire gaming apparatus is just simply a better place to be. It's just simply,
I look forward to it. I've never been an Xbox fan. I'll be the first to admit it. But I look forward to the moment that I am.
It's simply a better place to be. And you know, I hope that Sony thinks that they need to do a little bit more, because just having exclusives is not going to do it anymore.
No.
That's not the winning recipe anymore. But anyway, that's going to be it for Checkpoint Daily. We will be back here tomorrow for the streamed episodes. If you have forgotten, every Wednesday, we are here in this studio. We stream live to Twitch, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. You can see our wonderful, beautiful faces, and you can participate in the chat as well. So, for my co-host, Chad Callahan and Callie Scales, I am your host, Norris Howard, and we will see y'all tomorrow. Deuces.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.